So, today's book is a book called Retribution by Sarah Barry.
Okay, and what makes this a good read?
Well, this is an Australian crime novel, and I've read one of Sarah Barry's earlier books, and very impressed with it, and this new one is equally as good as her previous work. In fact, I'd say it's a fraction better. This is a crime novel set in New South Wales, and the way it's written, I would almost think that Sarah Barry might give some of these characters another run around in some future book.
Okay. he's called it early.
Yeah, I have, yes. I'm being a bit bold there, with no consultation with the author at all.
Righto, so a great idea for maybe a stocking filler this Christmas or someone that's just looking for a new...
If you've got someone in the family who enjoys a good crime novel, few twists and turns, this is a perfectly suitable Christmas present.
Right, what can you give away?
It's a very clever story. The central character is a vigilante who it's referred to in the book that through some slightly illegal processes, she helped the police solve a major crime in Sydney, a particularly nasty crime. But unfortunately for both the police and herself, the real, real baddie got away and got out of the country to a country where Australia has no extradition rights, etc., etc. So she's got this real bee in a bonnet about trying to get this character long term. And she decides that to do the best thing she can do is actually join the police force. So she joins up and is the star pupil at the New South Wales Police Academy and is sent out into the force, so to speak, once she's done her qualifying period, to a little police station, and she fortunately is seconded to a very senior staff sergeant, and so she learns a lot from him. But unfortunately, they are doing their best to arrest some drug runners, and her partner gets murdered or killed in his attempt to stop these drug runners doing what they're doing. This sort of sets her off on a bit of she's a bit like a loose cannon, and so off she goes trying to do her bit to bring the principals involved in the death of her police partner to some form of justice. Now, she's a vigilante at heart, so she likes to work a bit outside the rules, and she ruffles a few feathers within the police force, but there are a couple of senior detectives and someone that's working in the drug squad who recognise her unusual talents, and they manage to keep her on the rails, so to speak, and use her skills to eventually solve what is quite a complicated murder that has tentacles that go back to things in the past, and which also lead them working as a team. And this is one of the things she has to learn to do, to work as part of a team. She can't go off and do it all by herself all the time.
Yep.
They eventually get the real, real, real baddie. Yeah.
Right, okay. There's a little taste of Retribution from Sarah Barry, out and out all good bookshops and Devonport Bookshop. Thank you, Tim Gott, for your little sneak peek there today.
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Lee.
We'll talk to you next week. It's The Home Run.